Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of the Red Men Bite Size podcast. Steve Hoare here to have a little look at the latest news and goings on around Liverpool Football Club. Yeah, might as well just crack on straight away. We're going to talk about that man. Yes, it's Jude Bellingham again, his name just won't go away when it comes to Liverpool, and hopefully that ends up being a good thing, because it would be really, really good if Liverpool could sign Jude Bellingham at some point in the next 6 months or so. I mean, we would all like it to be January. It looks like that won't be the case. If Liverpool can get in there in the summer, then that would be excellent. And according to a report from Spanish publication Nacional, Liverpool are preparing what they call a cheat offer to sign the Borussia Dortmund star. Yet they are basically saying that Liverpool are offering the world to Jude Bellingham. They report that they are willing to pay them more money than Real Madrid, who of course are interested in him as well. But not only that, they're willing to guarantee him a place in the team. Of course, that makes sense. Real Madrid apparently aren't willing to do that. Again, they've got a lot of midfielders. They've invested quite heavily in their midfield in recent years. Your likes of Tchouaméni, your Camavinga, obviously Valverde plays there as well. They've still got Cruz, Modric, etc., etc. They're not willing to guarantee Jude the place. Apparently Liverpool are, which yet makes sense, but what El Nacional are calling their cheat offer is because Liverpool are reportedly, according to them, prepared to offer Bellingham's dad, Mark, a scouting job at the club. Now, Mark is obviously Jude Bellingham's representative as well. He's not just his dad, of course. But apparently Liverpool are willing to give him a scouting role, and according to report, they potentially considering bringing Job Bellingham into, bringing the whole Bellingham family to Anfield. Joe Bellingham currently on the books of Birmingham City. So yeah, according to these reports from Spain, Liverpool are willing to A, put the transfer fee in, because Jurgen Klopp is in no doubt that it's worth making such a big investment in this type of player. You're looking at something between £100 and £125 million. Staggering amount of money, but Liverpool are reportedly willing to do that. They're willing to bring his dad in. They're willing to pay him loads. They're willing to give him a place in the team. They're willing to bring his little brother in as well. All these kinds of things. Yeah, and these might just be the little tricks of the trade that you have to do to get you better. I don't know about that. I don't know how much impact that would really make, if truth be told. But it does. It feels like, obviously, Liverpool and Real Madrid are definitely two of the interested parties. I saw Guillaume Balaguer looking at it from the Madrid angle, and he believed that Madrid are now the favourites to get Bellingham. There's obviously interest from Man City. Everyone wants him. But yeah, I found it interesting that, yeah, are Liverpool willing to go those extra couple of things? Transfer dealings can be shady at times. We all know that. Is this Liverpool really doing all they can to get Bellingham? It'd be interesting if they did sign him, and before you know it, they signed Job, and then Mark ends up as a scout for the team as well. Yeah, that would be quite a amusing way about it. I could imagine that would be quite the insult to a few other teams. I imagine other fans would be rather... You know, looking at that a little bit suspiciously. But listen, whatever it takes for the Reds to get Jude Bellingham, if they can do it and it's legal, then I, for one, am all for it. But yeah, I am sure this is not the last time we're going to hear this guy's name. Probably not even this week, never mind. And up until the summer window where Liverpool are hopefully going to buy him, we'll find out sooner rather than later, maybe. But yeah, that's the latest on Jude Bellingham. Liverpool planning to cheat to get him. And listen, I'm all for it. Right, moving on then to yet another transfer story. According to reports in Italy, with Calcio Mercato are saying that Liverpool are one of the teams reportedly willing to put their money on the table to sign Adrian Rabiot from Juventus. As it stands, of course, Rabiot is going to be out of contract at Juventus. One of a couple of players, I think, who are top players or, you know, really elite level players who might be on the market for free this summer, given that his contract status is running low. And yet, apparently Liverpool are one of the teams who are interested, with Juventus fearful that he might be have his nose or have his head turned by a move to England. Yeah, Newcastle, Tottenham are also linked with him, and as are Arsenal, I think, as well. But yeah, apparently Liverpool are one of the teams who are interested in giving Rabiot, who is available on a free contract, the chance to move over to England. And he had a very good World Cup. He's 27 years old, midfielder. And yeah, he could be. There's even talk that he moves this month, because if he's not going to go and sign a new contract with Juventus, then maybe they just decide to cash in on him. But yeah, it does feel like this could be a signing that someone's going to get themselves a potential bargain. Listen, we don't know what the wage demands, etc., etc. But it's really fascinating. Really, like he's a player who, I don't know, he's been living with Liverpool plenty of times in the past, of course. I remember his social accounts where he was basically saying how much he loves Anfield and all that. There was absolutely tons and tons of it going on. And now he could be available once again for free. And if that is the case, listen, it might make sense for Liverpool to do so, given the state that, you know, we mentioned before about Jude Bellingham, and that he's going to cost the heaven and earth to get him. If he can be backed up with a cheaper signing, like a Mateus Nunes, for example, and a free signing like Adrian Rabiot, Liverpool could bring in three midfielders there for a combined, £160 million in terms of transfer fee. Of course, you add on the things like the wages and the signing on fees, which a free transfer will also get. But it does make some sense. I've always been hot and cold with Rabiot, kind of like his career, really. Sometimes he's looked amazing, sometimes I thought I wouldn't touch him with a barge pole, but I thought it was interesting. Yeah, the reports are that, like, we would be open to match the demands that he's asking for in an attempt to get him in, because, like I say, Liverpool do need serious work in the midfield area. So getting a World Cup star who had a very good World Cup, an international player, and potentially getting him for free, albeit with those other caveats I mentioned earlier, it would make sense. I think it would make sense. We'll keep tabs on that one, rather, throughout the upcoming weeks. But yeah, Rabiot on a free transfer, who says no? Maybe it's him, maybe it's Liverpool, I don't know, but it's something that certainly makes sense in my eyes, that's for sure. Speaking of midfielders then, at a different maybe ebb of their career, obviously, interesting to see that Liverpool have announced today that Tyler Morton has signed a long-term contract with the Reds. Morton's currently out on loan at Blackburn, but he came to the AXA Training Centre on Wednesday to sign this new long-term deal. He says that he's known for a little while, it's been going on, but he couldn't wait to get it over the line because Liverpool is the place he wants to be and the club he wants to be at. He says he's buzzing and he can't wait for the future. Yeah, absolutely. We saw bits of Tyler Morton last season, of course, in fits and starts. Obviously started that big game against Tottenham that everyone remembers, but he also played in games against, like, Porto, he played against Milan, he played against Norwich City, he played against Arsenal as well. Liverpool have obviously high hopes for Tyler Morton. They sent him out on loan. Sometimes loans don't go well. I know Paul mentioned on the last Bite Size show about Billy Kometio getting recalled for hardly getting a game. Well, Tyler Morton has played for Blackburn. He's going to be playing there for the rest of the season. And yeah, at age 20, we're going back to midfielders, I do wonder what Liverpool see as the future for him. Do they think he's going to be ready to be a factor straight away next season? Are there more loans on the horizon? I don't know, but he says himself he's been proud of how he's handled the loan, and hopefully he can carry that on into the next half of the season. Yeah, it's ideal, really. We saw Harvey Elliott really benefit from a loan to Blackburn, and if Tyler Morton can do the same, that would be absolutely fantastic. Liverpool do have some young midfielders with Morton, with Bajcetic, who, again, if Liverpool are going to sign one or two, and we think they might need three or four, well, maybe asking a youngster to step up is the way they're going to go for it. And yeah, Tyler Morton committed a long-term future to Liverpool. I'm sure we'll be seeing more of Tyler further down the line.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Moving away from transfers and contracts and stuff then, probably my favourite news story of the day is that Nike are set to release a Liverpool LeBron James kit this season, according to the ever-reliable Footy Headlines. Who, yeah, when it comes to kits and leaks and all that kind of stuff, nobody really does it better than those guys. So this will be, I'm pretty sure this will be a well-sourced story. It says, according to them, following on from the collaborative trainers that were released earlier in the year, a Liverpool Times LeBron James kit is on its way from Nike. Obviously, they sponsor both Liverpool and LeBron James himself, the basketball superstar. LeBron, obviously, for those who don't know, owns a minority stake in Liverpool. That was easy for me to say. And yet it looks like when that deal was done, we were all led and told that, you know, this will lead to more merchandise, more promotion for Liverpool in return for LeBron having that minority stake. We haven't really seen too much of it. We've obviously seen pictures of him in the kits, we've seen him tweet about Liverpool a couple of times as well. But yeah, the trainers came out earlier in the year. Now it looks like one of those special kits are coming out. According to Footy Headlines, the shirt will be launched at some point during this season, early in 2023. It's unclear if they plan to wear it in any matches or if it just becomes an off-pitch item. There's no details as it stands on colour, design, etc., etc. We've seen PSG go down this route with the Michael Jordan stuff, and then they had some that they didn't wear, but they also had a kit that they did wear. Like Liverpool do have, obviously already have the three Nike kits this season, but I wonder whether for one-off game they might use the LeBron kit. Maybe they use it to warm up and just sell it as a special item, that kind of stuff. But I'm really looking forward to it. Actually, this was the kind of thing that I thought would happen when we signed LeBron James up, because I remember there was talk of them trying to do similar deals when Nike first got involved with Liverpool. I think, you know, Serena Williams and even music stars like Drake were all rumoured to be potentially doing stuff, and we're all pitching Liverpool kits, etc. So I'm looking forward to this one. Like I say, I really enjoyed the Michael Jordan stuff with PSG. So if Liverpool can get themselves something that they, I mean, ideally for me, I think it'd be cool if they could get something that they wear on the kit, on the pitch. But if it is just going to be an off-field item, well, that is what it is as well. But listen, I'm sure it'll be something that costs a fair bit, but I'm sure it'll be an in-demand item as well, which is often the case with Liverpool Football Club and these kind of things. But I think that's a really cool thing. It's one of those things that we're talking about commercially. Liverpool need to perhaps even start earning even more money and whatever. And I think this is a really, really fascinating deal. Now, the thread to pull is, what does this mean for the football club going forward and ownership, etc.? Because I get it's Nike, and I wonder if how much this is tied into the LeBron being a minority shareholder and the links that he's got with FSG and Tom Werner, etc., etc., and John Henry. And yeah, does this mean that there's something not going on there and he knows that it's going to be a while? I don't know. If the truth be told, I'm just speculating a little bit there, but I am really looking forward to seeing what this kit looks like. Like I say, there are very little details in terms of the colour or the design, other than the fact that, like I say, Footy Headlines can exclusively reveal that it's going to happen and that it's probably going to happen early in this year as well. Yeah, so it's Nike and one of the most marketable athletes on the planet coming together to do something. I, for one, I'm looking forward to this one very, very much. Yeah, so that, I'm going to start wrapping up Bite Size there. Do not forget, if you love podcasts, you love Red Men podcasts like the one you're listening to now, all of our shows are available in podcast form, our Red Men Plus subscription shows. So in terms of everything we do over there, including Opposition Preview, which Steve Plunk will be recording this Friday with Ryan from our Brighton fan, our resident Brighton fan, good guy, Ryan is. You've got Chris and Josh coming back for the deep dive. That'll also be available from Red Men Plus on a podcast. There'll also be a show on YouTube that does just that. On Thursday, I will sit down with Neil Jones for JNO Insight, where I can ask him a little bit about those topics that we've just mentioned. Yet more in depth from Neil, who knows a little bit more about this stuff than I do, perhaps. That'll be available on Red Men Plus as well. Saturday, of course, we've got some of the reaction from that Brighton game. Chris and Chloe will be in for the watch along on YouTube and all the stuff there. And then they'll have the instant match reaction on Red Men Plus as well. And yeah, we've got the latest edition of Liverpool Dream Teams coming on this Sunday as well. So plenty to get yourselves stuck into. That is available. You go to redmenplus.com and sign up from as little as a £5 a month. You can get all those directly into your podcasting app. If you are a Spotify user and you absolutely love Spotify and don't fancy using anything else to get your podcast in, perhaps that's what you're listening to this to right now. Well, if you just search for Red Men Plus podcasts on Spotify, you can sign up through them. You won't get access to the video and all that kind of stuff like you do over on the website, but it will go directly into your Spotify feed. So yeah, you don't even have to worry about paying directly to the Red Men Plus account. You can just pay to Spotify and you'll get the exact same content in podcast form. You just don't get the video. But like I say, if you're a podcast listener and that's for you, then that option is there for you as well. Right then, I'm going to start wrapping that one up now. So thank you very much for listening. Keep an eye out on all the Red Men socials, all the YouTube channels, all the podcasts. Thank you very much for your support and I'll catch you all next time. Take care, everyone.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.